KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Sports, 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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, dust in the wind for Aaron Colvin. That happened fast. Lots more to get to. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gao Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Thunder. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, if you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also get on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will be happy to respond or read it on air. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And if you wish to watch us on Twitch, get on the Twitch channel. Go to ESPN975.com and click on that. Or if you're already on Twitch, just find ESPN975. Put your comments in the chat room. And if they're good, we'll get to them. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call.
Just a bit differently.
Just a wee bit differently. And before you sticklers start saying.
A smidge bit.
A smidge, yeah. Because it usually starts off with a few and then we'll do a few throughout the show. But then the show kind of becomes itself. But when you call, text, tweet, get on Twitch, whatever you do. Put odds on it. And I know for you sticklers out there, it's technically percentages, but what are the percentages? Wednesday sounds terrible. So this is not about that. This is about, hey, a little marketing. What are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds we're going to have a fun show today? Wait, better question. What are the odds will be better today than Aaron Colvin was Monday night?
I think it depends on which Fred shows up.
What do you mean? Were you putting this on me? Like, you, it's not on you at all?
I mean, you know I'm going to show up.
Well, 50% of the time, yeah.
I'm consistent.
Yeah, you're usually Monday, Wednesday, Fridays you show up. Tuesday, Thursdays you kind of half-ass it.
I don't know what's going to happen with you on a Wednesday.
I'm fired up. I'm ready to be here. I am ready to bring it in big way.
No, I'm excited. It's hump day, as they say, Fred, which is always nice.
And it's funny because the Monday night game really messed up my schedule. So, it still feels like Tuesday to me. So, I kind of feel like this is a good thing that we're a day further along than I think we are. Because the Texans, I'm so used to them being on Sundays, and right. We did all Texans yesterday. And we'll start it off with Texans today, because right after we got off the air, I was talking to Jason Braddock, and I was like, man, they ought to just punt on Aaron Colvin, right? And he's like, well,
they've got so much money attached to him.
Well, and that's what he said, and... Here's what I said, and to what I'll say to everybody who's been complaining about that today. It's money that they're not paying him. Because it doesn't matter. I mean, they have the cap room.
Right.
You keep the guy around just so you don't spend $7 million. It's not our money. You're going to pay him no matter what.
But, Fred, this is what's mind-boggling to me. When you think about, if it's not about money, then they're shipping him out, and I don't know what his dead cap was, like $10.5 million. I think they have to give him seven something.
Yeah, it's $7.5 million this year, and I think it's $1.5 million next year, something like that.
They paid $7 million of Clowney's money. They just extended Nick Martin to $11 million a year. Like, when you start to think about all the money they're just throwing around, it makes it even more frustrating that Jadeveon Clowney isn't here.
No, I agree with that 100%.
Because that means it's not about money at all.
Well, no, it wasn't about money. I think that's obvious. It
was, but there's still people who are like, well, Clowney wanted max dollars, which, by the way, it's not the NBA. There's no such thing as max dollars.
No,
stop with that.
Yeah.
But Clowney wanted to get paid. Sure, he did. But don't make it about – don't act like they let him go because they couldn't come to a financial agreement. Clowney's – they moved Clowney because Bill O'Brien didn't like Clowney. Clowney wasn't a try-hard guy. Clowney wasn't great on Wednesdays like Nick Martin apparently is. So,
well,
Aaron Colvin thing, I don't blame them for cutting him because Aaron Colvin sucks. I mean, this is not the same guy that they brought in from Jacksonville. It is pretty remarkable how fast he went from what he was there to what he is now. It is a little bit remarkable, and it makes you wonder what the hell could have happened. But I understand why they move on from him. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But man, you're just throwing money around, and you're still trying to say that, well, we couldn't come to a long-term agreement with Jadeveon.
Well, and I'll still go back to this. So what? Keep him this yep. year. But, yes, I the money thing, though, doesn't matter. And I've seen all these tweets from people about, oh, they're paying Sim $7 million not to play. They're paying Clowney $7 million not to play. They had so much cap room that they didn't use. None of that means anything. The only thing that means something is he should have kept Clowney.
Yeah.
But as far as Colvin's concerned, I have no problem with the fact that they whacked him. And I wrote about this on Sports Map today. Yeah, it's just they keep going back and fixing mistakes that they made. And I think they keep making more as they go along. I think the Clowney thing was a mistake, not keeping him this year. I think signing Nick Martin to that contract is a mistake because you may have to Colvin his ass next year.
Yeah.
And so every time they do something to make up for something they already screwed up, you wonder what the hell. And yeah, the Nick Martin thing, the more I think about it, just makes, you know, no sense to me. 337, how do Fred and I get one of these jobs where you get paid $7 million to not work? That's a good gig, if you can get it.
If you can find it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly he was getting paid that much to not play. But, no, and I have no problem with them cutting him. I do have a, but again, though, it's just, they're so disingenuous about stuff in that, why do you throw that guy out there week one when you obviously already had doubts about him? That's the best you can do. Is to put him out there against the Saints in week one.
Yeah.
That's it. And then, oh, I guess he's not good enough to be on our roster now. We know.
It's like the Tom Savage thing.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we think he's good enough to be out there. And then one game, it's like, nope.
Well, that's and Brian Hoyer had one half against the Chiefs. Oh, here's Ryan Mallett. It just smacks of an inability to recognize when you have a problem. And that's what's frustrating because, and we're not the only ones. There's a lot of people around this city been saying, hey, you got a problem here. Got a problem with your cornerbacks. Yep. Have we not been saying that?
No.
Crickets. And so they,
I mean, for a couple of years now.
Well, but they didn't address it enough in free agency where they had the opportunity to. I think Bradley Roby may turn out to be a really good signing, but that wasn't enough. You needed at least another one to make up for the fact that you screwed up the year before with Aaron Colvin, who you just admitted, hey, we screwed up the year before with Aaron Colvin. And he didn't get any better. Okay, we messed up. You should have had a backup plan for that. You throw a second-round pick at a guy. Hey, we think he can be good. All right, where was he? If he's going to be good, you got to get him out there. So I just think this is Chip Kelly in Philadelphia is what it is. When they gave him all that power and he just started. Here's the good news, Texans fans. I have some positives for you. Because remember what happened when Chip Kelly traded away all the best players and gave up a whole bunch of stuff? And then he got fired?
Yeah.
And then they brought in a real GM and a real head coach? And what happened? What did they do a couple years later? Hmm. They won a Super Bowl.
Oh, did they? Wow.
So 4 years from now, Texans fan?
Good. So you're saying this is good news?
No, it's not good news. No? I just don't understand. And it still goes back, and they said part of the article, if you want to go read it, it still goes back to the whole Duane Brown mistake and every mistake they've made since. And there's a lot of them. And yeah, it's almost comical. You look at the third round picks. Well, Deontay Foreman, not going to work out. Okay, so we got to trade another pick to get Duke Johnson. On the surface, don't mind the Duke Johnson trade, but that means you screwed up a third round pick. Martinez Rankin. Oh, this guy's going to be a starting offensive lineman for us. It's our big investment in last year's draft. Off to Kansas City. Well, you got Carlos Hyde back, who looks like that might be a good pickup. But again, third-round mistake. Where's your third-round tight end this year?
Not active.
He's getting an IV somewhere at the medical center is where he is. So, again, it's just one mistake after another, and then you have to try to fix those mistakes. And so when you keep making them, at some point you run out of assets. I think they've traded a lot of stuff to try to make up for those mistakes. And, you know, what happens if I still think that eventually you'll get Titus Howard and Sharping out there and hopefully they'll be good. And maybe they will be. But, you know, Nick Martin, you're signing Nick Martin.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah, I know we talked about that yesterday, but it's he's not even an average. You're not even rewarding averageness.
Do you think about it? Had you considered, man, they better lock Nick Martin up before he hits free agency. We don't want that guy to hit the open market. Had that crossed your mind at all?
No, we were talking about, I think they might have a better center in Fulton or even Mance. And, instead, nope, we're going to reward this guy. And it's their money. They can spend it however they want. It just makes no sense to me to reward a below average center and make no effort or even just keep Clowney for this year. Makes no sense. It's just Bill O'Brien shaping the roster the way he wants it with his guys, and which he's been doing, by the way. Let's not pretend like he didn't have anything to do with signing Aaron Colvin.
Right.
Remember, they were talking with remember how he was talking about, oh, we're on the same page. Then you fire the guy and you're not on the same page. Well, okay.
They turned the page.
I don't know,
sometimes,
man.
The page gets turned, Fred.
It's so hard to
say goodbye to yesterday.
Well, could be that. No, it's just watching this team is so frustrating because if they just restructured things the right way and didn't let Bill O'Brien have total control of everything, but actually had somebody overseeing him and saying, hey, you know what? Might be time to go get a new voice on the defense. Might be time to go get a new offensive line coach. Might be time to bring in a real offensive coordinator who can call plays and maybe bring some different wrinkles to your offense. And I think if they did that, they'd have a lot of success. They really would.
Yeah.
But instead, it's like, oh, no, he makes all the decisions. And believe me, and I am in no way say they shouldn't have whacked Aaron Colvin. It just should have happened sooner. Guy should have made it out of camp.
Listen, I mean, this is the deal. That Colvin signing is going to go down as one of the worst signings that they've ever had. I mean, because we can all agree that Ed Reed is the worst. Ed Reed,
Amon Green was pretty bad, too. That's pretty far up the list.
Okay.
Brock Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler cost you extra because you had to pay to get him out of here. But I mean, think about it. That's got to be your Mount Rushmore, right? Amon Green, yeah. Ed Reed, Brock Osweiler, and now Aaron Colvin. I mean, there's not a guy that you've. That was a 4-year, $34 million deal, 18 guaranteed. And you got 1 year and
well,
one.
Well, not even 1 year, really. I mean, and he was inactive for the
playoff
game.
Inactive in the playoffs. I mean, just a disaster.
Yeah, that was.
And granted, I mean, injured a little bit. And he was out to prove something. Oh,
well. Well, he proved it.
He proved it.
Yeah. And I think.
And now they just took a guy that the Browns paid to go away.
Yeah, yet another former Brown, which I don't want to spin this too much in the wrong direction. But how many former Browns do they have on this roster now? If I were going to go and take players...
Cleveland South, Fred. What do you mean?
If I were going to go take players from another organization on a regular basis...
Yeah, Cleveland South. That's who you'd want to get it from.
Okay, just check.
They're going to win the Super Bowl this year, haven't you read?
I have read that, but I would bet against it, and you know where I'd bet.
Where?
Mybookie.ag. And guys, you got games coming up. It's all right. There's already football tomorrow night. And where do you want to play? Mybookie.ag. And the great thing is, one of my favorite things about it is they've got in-game wagering. So if you happen to get home a little late, which sometimes I do, you can jump in and play the halftimes. You can play all kinds of stuff on there. They got you covered. And they've got, every college football game you could possibly want. You want to get in on some of that Washington State action on Friday night over. Just throwing that out there. This is your place to do it. And I, honestly, man. I love getting on my bookie. There's a lot of times I'll jump in last minute and bet. I mean, the best thing about them is you win, they're going to pay you. A lot of these websites, man, don't go to Bob's Use website because part of the problem is you put your money in, that's a gamble. Not at my bookie. You win, you're going to get paid. Sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000 in free money. Use promo code radio right now to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid, my bookie.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, he's Nick's a really good guy. He's one of the leaders of our team. Tough, smart, and dependable. That's what Nick is. And he loves football. He loves being a Texan. He's had, you know, in the past, had to deal with some injuries. He's come back, though. He played a lot of football, good football for us last year. Played good on Monday night, and just want him to be a Texan. So I felt like we all felt like that was the best move for Nick and for our team.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take your
word
for
it. Well, he's a nice guy.
Yeah,
he's a really good guy.
He likes being a Texan.
He loves football. He's a hard worker.
I think.
Okay, well, that sounds like the kind of guy that should be the third highest paid center in the league.
You know what? Aaron likes being a part of the Blitz. I think we should pay him A.J. Hoffman money.
No, we can't do that.
somebody says, quit slandering the AFC South's fifth best center's name. Oh, man. 409 says something. Please bring this. He said, I took the time to go through and look this up. Do you know that Billy O's entire career, the Texans, he's only beaten a team we consider to have an elite quarterback one time. That was Drew Brees in 2015 when the Saints went 7-9. He said the best he's ever beaten besides that's probably Alex Smith. I would also mention they did beat Andrew Luck last year in overtime.
That's true.
Yeah, and I think... So
although that's as much Frank Reich's doing it as was, it was Bill O'Brien.
It was, but I mean, let's not... You know, I think you missed a couple. You might want to go back and research that again, because Andrew Luck was pretty good.
Maybe he means elite active quarterbacks.
Maybe. Well, but I mean, we're looking at his record
just
here.
Just kidding. I don't know what he
means. Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go back and double check. I think there's probably a couple other times. I think they might have beaten Phillip Rivers once. Maybe not. I don't know. I'd have to go back and actually look. But, yeah. We wanted him to be a Texan. Billy O, what a...
Yeah, that, I mean, what a Freudian slip right there.
Yeah.
We as a flat organization wanted... Come on, dude.
I got to sign better.
Quit trying. I mean, quit.
I got to negotiate better.
It's no secret anymore. Everyone knows exactly what's going on over there. We could stop beating around the bush and pretending like there's, you know, it's not you pulling all the strings.
Yeah. Boy. Oh, well. Hey, on the bright side...
What's the bright side, Fred?
Yeah, last night I had a really good plan. I was going to go home. Hadn't watched an Astros game in a while because, you know, there's football.
Right.
I was going to sit down. There was nothing else on.
Oh.
By the time I got home, they were already down, 9-0?
You were at that game, huh, Aaron?
Yes, I was.
Close match, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, two more touchdowns and they could have been in the game.
Yeah, I feel like that's not the... That's not the best for the Astros. They were hoping for a better performance out of good old Wade Miley. And
that's two, like one of those you can write off.
Right.
But two in a row, there's obviously something wrong. And I was reading a bunch about it today. He claims he's healthy. And that they're just
probably say, hey, keep that down because we're putting you on the IL.
Yeah. And so people, how will this affect them in the playoffs? Well, this is another reason why the Greinke trade's a great move, because if he just keeps blowing up like this, then go with three starters.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
I mean, especially given the Verlander, and I guess, you know, a lot of it will depend on how the games go in the playoffs. If you have to have Verlander go 8 innings the first game, you probably don't want to use him for a game 4.
Right.
But if the Astros come out and they score 15 runs in the first 5 innings, which I guess they never do for Verlander.
Yeah.
But if they were to do that, you could say, okay, Justin, sit down, get ready to start, you know, next week. But, yeah, it does. And at this point, 2 starts, maybe we shouldn't be panicking just yet. But, boy, it's been 2, not just bad starts, 2 really, really awful starts in a row.
Well, he's gotten 1 out in 2 starts.
Yeah.
And
is that good or not that good?
I don't call myself an expert.
Okay.
But I would categorize that as below average.
Underperforming, you would say.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
A couple people have mentioned Tony Baselli on the Mount Rushmore because he was an expansion pick.
Yeah, but
they kind of knew when they drafted him that there was an injury issue, and they were hoping that he would be the guy that could. Yeah, there's a reason the Jaguars exposed him, because at the time he was one of the three best tackles in the league, but he also had an injury that they thought was debilitating. The Texans thought they'd take a chance.
It didn't work out. I don't think that's as bad as what these other ones that they saw guys that they, I mean, especially Ed Reed and Amon Green, they thought still had some juice left. Neither one of them did. And then they saw two other guys in Brock Osweiler and Aaron Colvin who flashed greatness. It, I mean, really tiny sample sizes, but flashed it. And the Texans were like, oh, we'll pay that.
Well,
they basically Garoppolo'd it.
The Osweiler one, I don't mind as much because they took a shot and they needed a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I get it going for it, but they were just, once again,
but I think
they were wrong.
The Colvin one may be even worse, though, because you spent a lot of money on the guy. You had a big sample size. You knew him from the division, and you were just wrong.
Yeah.
That's like when, like last week, for instance, when you take an over 51 and they score 22 points in the game. You're just wrong. And I mean, it's a bad one. There's no question. Let's squeeze in a couple calls real quick. Q, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Sports.
I got a question. When these players improve, like during the offseason and during the season, are you contributing to their personal growth or to them getting coached up? And the reason I ask this is I saw a narrative the other day during a Patriots game where it says the Patriots have had the same offensive line coach since 2001 and the same running backs coach since 2001. And what do the Patriots do year after year with no-name people at running back like Kevin Falk and no-name people on the offensive line? They perform good. And I know you talked about they need better coaching, but I don't know if we can say this guy is average or he's just not living up to his potential because he's not getting coached up right.
Well, I'm pretty sure that that's not correct about the Patriots because I believe their offensive line coach retired for a year and then came back. So I don't think they've had the same coach that entire time.
Here's the other thing. We've got to stop comparing the Texans to the Patriots because they're not.
Well, let's stop comparing everybody to the Patriots. That's a different organization. But to your point, it's a little bit of both. I mean, some of it is, you know, guys learn from their first season, their second season. They get better. Like Deshaun Watson, I think, has learned a lot from last season even. And guys can improve. A lot of it is down to the player. Some of it's coaching. Coaching's pretty simple. I know they like to make it complicated, but it's take your players and put them in the best place to succeed. It's that simple. And if you've got a guy who has less talent, then you protect him a little bit. You don't put him in a position like Aaron Colvin where he's covering, one of the best receivers in the league. You know, that's just part of the whole coaching process. And some guys, you teach him technique. Some guys learn, some guys don't. And a bad coach is not going to get the best out of his players. Doesn't mean a player can't get better.
But sometimes a guy like Mike Devlin will get a guy like Nick Martin $33 million. So, I mean, he coached him upright. All right, guys. I got to tell you about my computer career. If you're unhappy in your job, and a lot of people are, 49% of Americans are going to a job that they're not satisfied with. That means they don't like their boss, they don't like their pay, they don't like their commute, whatever the case may be. You've got options. With My Computer Career, you can go there, take the free career evaluation today, and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. And if you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. Because helping people start an IT career, that is what they do. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. You'll attend classes on campus or live online twice a week. That's it. It's going to be everything you need to get started. And then they're going to help you get into the industry after you graduate because they work with employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Just got our injury report for Wednesday for your Texans and Jaguars. Limited participation for Will Fuller, and it says not injury related. Okay.
I only feel like practicing a little bit hard today.
I'm mentally having a terrible day. Can I do limited participation?
It's interesting.
DeAndre Hopkins ribs. Senio Kele... Okay, 431, but that was pretty weak.
Excuse me.
Senio Kelemete wrist.
All right.
Greg Mantz ankle. Full participation for Kiki QT. Tayshawn Gibson. Titus Howard. Tywan Jones, who sometimes I forget is on the roster. Justin Reed. And Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
So there's your injury update. 346 says, here at the hospital waiting for the arrival of my first kid, a boy. He shall be baptized as a Blitzer.
All right. Then his name shall be Fred.
No, don't name him that.
Do it. Do it.
No, congratulations. The first one's always the most fun. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. I guess we got to talk about your favorite wide receiver, Antonio Brown.
Yeah, Antonio can't seem to stay out of things. He can't seem to stay off the radar. Now, there's some weird things going on in this story, in my opinion. And there's obviously an investigation underway. And it's one of those things that I have a hard time saying, well, I believe him or I believe her, because I don't think any of us know. But here's the deal. Brittany Taylor accuses Brown of rape and two instances of sexual assault, alleging he exposed himself to her and kissed her without consent in June 2017, then performed a sex act in her presence later that month.
He masturbated on her back, apparently.
Right.
Yeah.
After Brown expressed regret for his action, she agreed to work with him again, and he raped her in May 2018. So I don't want to say that she's lying, because I don't know, again. But I don't know a lot of women that, after those first two instances, would be totally willing to just put themselves alone in a situation with that guy a third time.
Yes and no. I mean, honestly, I really think this is one of those where you got to wait and see how it plays out, because I've seen a lot of people already going asking that question. Why would you do that? Maybe she's making a lot of money as this trainer. She didn't want to lose that money. I mean, there's all kinds of things that come up, and maybe she was just scared to say anything. That happens a lot of times. I mean, I'm not saying I believe her or him, because I think this is one that's got to play out before I'll have an opinion on it. But I think there's a lot that seems, it very much seems he said, she said. I can see where either of them's story would be believable. So it's one that's going to have to play out as far as I'm concerned. And I hate to be that guy to not come down on, oh, it should be this or this. It's just too up in the air for me right now. And yeah. I know with all the other crap he's done, it's real easy to look at him and say, okay, I believe her. But also, if she's trying to get money out of him, I'm always suspicious of that. I think it's just, you got to let it play out.
Yeah, it's just it's an odd situation. And the other thing is, they talk about going out to a nightclub. Is this a professional relationship or a...
I think there's a lot of questions about it. But even if, they were flirting around and stuff like that, if she doesn't want that, then you can't do it. It's pretty simple.
And then why is there never any... Why is this just a civil case and there's not a criminal aspect to it?
I mean, that's the other
part.
Well,
yeah.
If he raped her, then it seems like it should be in criminal court. So, I don't know. It's just a really odd situation. I'll be honest. If someone I was working with, like if any of you did that on my back, I wouldn't work with you anymore. That'd be the end of our professional relationship. Especially if before you did that, we'd already kissed and you you pulled your thing out. I'd be like, oh, that's it. I'm done with this. So I gotta say, it's a really odd situation. Now I will say this. Apparently in the emails, in his apology emails, apparently he referenced that incident on her back, which is, that's pretty damning. You know, that ain't a good look, Antonio. So I don't know what's going to come of this, but Antonio Brown is getting to that. He's getting to that point where it's almost like, oh boy.
Well, I already told you that last week. I was done with him.
Boy, you put up with a lot for a great talent. You really do.
But there's a limit. But in this case, I think the Patriots, they may not have known about this, but they knew going in what they were getting. And I think you just got to let it play out and see how it, and see whether or not. And if it turns out that it's true, then yeah, he's gone. It's that simple.
Well, I mean, I think if it turns out the rape is true.
Right.
I mean, I think he can fade the...
Yeah, if it was consensual and she's just, it's just a money grab, then yeah.
I think he can fade the first two allegations. The allegations that he kissed and pulled his thing out, and then she pulled away and left, and then the allegations that he masturbated on her back. If those two turn out to be true, I still think he can play. I mean, obviously, if he raped her, not only he's not going to play football again, but he should. I mean,
he should be in
jail. But apparently, yeah. There's no criminal case.
And you know, getting back to the quarterback, the Texans would be. Listen, 409. I appreciate you giving me a whole list of guys they beat, but once again, you left off Andrew Luck, so your list is not any good. Sorry. I'll do my own research on it. I'm sorry I can't trust you when you leave off a game like that. And 713-780-ESPN is your number. The thing is, why there was no criminal investigation, I don't know. That's all stuff that, frankly, needs to come out.
Right.
So, but, yeah, it's certainly... the timing is really interesting considering all the crap that just happened. It's one of those where it just keeps adding up and adding up and adding up, and then you get this.
Yeah.
So. You're trying to say outside the division. Okay, that's not. Okay, now you're splitting hairs. Okay. I appreciate your effort, but I'm going to give you a solid D- on that. And because.
I don't care what team a guy plays for.
If he's an elite quarterback. Yeah. And if you're playing him in your division, you're playing him in your division. So, you know, nice try. But, yeah, I think we all know that they've had a lot of success against bad quarterbacks. There's no doubting that. But you can't cherry pick like that either. That's another thing that takes away from your argument is when you just cherry pick and say, oh, outside of division. Okay, you just eliminated an elite quarterback that they beat it to try to prove your point. So, anyway, thanks for the effort. It was a good try. He was out. You know what? You were out there battling. You're Nick Martin. You're trying hard.
That'll get you paid.
Yeah, that'll get you a good contract. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776.
I do think that there is something wrong, and even if there is, it doesn't excuse it, but I do think there's something wrong in Antonio Brown's brain.
Probably.
Like, I think that there is some sort of, I don't know if it's football related. I mean, it could just be mental illness, but he's not in his right mind.
Yeah, something's, well.
And it's not just like the, you know, the good old-fashioned eccentric millionaire thing. It's like this dude is damaging to himself.
Somebody says just makes you wonder how much the Steelers covered up for him. Yeah, I've heard that a lot. Is it the and because it didn't make a lot of sense that things went south there at the time.
Listen, the Steelers will get you out of a rape case like nobody's business.
That's
a proven
you
fact.
Know, don't
Jack.
Say that. You're going to get blocked by Ben Roethlisberger again.
I've long since blocked. Are you not blocked?
No,
by
I'm
Ben?
Blocked too. I don't remember.
Are you blocked by Ben?
I don't think so. I'll have to check.
Yeah, no, you I bet check. You are because I have never tweeted a single freaking thing about the guy.
I'm sure I have.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're the one who said he was rapey.
I'm not the one who said that.
No, you said that. You said that on air, so somebody probably reported it to him. He's rapey.
Now imagine that. Ben Roethlisberger's got people in every city. Like, hey, this guy said this. Here's his Twitter handle. Get rid of him.
Well, no, apparently there's somebody who works for him that is just goes around and blocks everybody who has anything even remotely
negative. Why does the dude even have Twitter?
I don't know. I wouldn't know anything about it because I've never seen any of his tweets. So.
I am not.
But how many followers does he have?
301,900.
That's it.
That's not very much
for Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Imagine what his blocked list is.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you could find out how many he has blocked, that's what I'd like to know.
I don't think he can. I think only he can see that.
I'm also not blocked by Brian Cushing, even though I tried a couple of years ago.
Am I blocked by Brian Cushing?
I think most people in Houston media are.
Damn. Oh, really? Huh.
Because he went on a tirade a few seasons ago, and he blocked a bunch of people. And I think it turned out that it was his wife who grabbed his phone and just blocked everybody who said anything bad about him.
Again, not sure I've ever tweeted at Brian Cushing about anything. So, you know what? I was always fairly complimentary of him. Made a few.
Brian Cushing's like one of my... he's one
we
of
made
my,
a few overtraining jokes, but
yeah,
that's,
but he's still one of my favorite Texans of all time.
Yeah.
Somebody tried to ask me at my old station if I could do it, so I tweeted, I think, about him missing a tackle or a fumble or something like that just to see if it would work, and it didn't. So, not like it really is a point of pride for me if I do get blocked.
I'll tell you what is a point of pride, shaving with Harry's. And, guys, I'm telling you, you want to save money, you want to get a great shave. I never thought about shaving before. I would basically just go to the damn grocery store and grab some razors and then use them until they were, you know, way too overdone and wind up cutting myself. And I started using Harry's, man, and it's great because it gets delivered directly to my mailbox. I don't have to do anything, and so it's convenient, it's affordable, the quality's fantastic. If you want to try it, we got a great deal for you. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And how about this? They have a 100% quality guarantee. So if you don't love your shave, you can get the $3 back. How about that? So this is absolutely no risk. Special offer just for the Blitzers. $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. Means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So I just got the message, rain starting in 16 minutes, so it must be ugly out there.
Sweet.
Man, yesterday when I left the show, it was so freaking humid. The air felt like it weighed 40 pounds. My goodness. Lowen says, am I blocked by you guys? No, you're not blocked. I don't get to all the texts. I do the best I can, but it's just like anything else. We've got so many ways. There's so many people that want to be a part of the show. If there's something interesting, I like to grab it. And somebody says, I am not blocked by Brian Cushing, by the way, nor should I be. I don't know what's up with you.
I don't know if
I'm not.
Brian Cushing. No, I'm not blocked.
I think we were always fairly complimentary of him.
Yeah.
At least I feel like I was. I like
this,
the guy.
Now, take it for what it is, but how many followers did you say Big Ben has?
301,000, or almost 302.
Brian Cushing has 401,000. I don't want to go on the, like, if you were going on the who's more famous scale that we try to use.
Right, well, you use.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger would be less famous than Brian Cushing. I don't believe that to be true in this situation. I just think Ben Roethlisberger has probably blocked 500,000 people, which is crazy, but I believe that could be an accurate number.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, he should be over 1 million. There's no question.
You would think.
So, I wouldn't follow him anyway. I don't know why he'd bother blocking me.
I don't know.
I didn't rape anybody in a bathroom.
Like, who's a quarterback that's comparable to him in, like, accomplishments and fame?
Aaron Rodgers?
How many followers does Aaron Rodgers have? Oh, he's not on Twitter, is he? Oh, yeah, he is. Okay, here we go. Aaron Rodgers, 4.4 million.
Yeah, I think that says a lot. Yeah. He's got to block more than 500,000 then.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's blocked a lot of people, man. A lot of people. Lamont said, gun to head, who would you rather have, Kevin Johnson or Aaron Colvin? I said Colvin. He said, both had one good season surrounded by a good defense to mask the suck. Kevin's rookie season was not that bad at all. Colvin and Houston never did one positive thing, which you're right. But I think I'd rather have Colvin because I saw Colvin play at an above average level, albeit somewhere else. I never saw Kevin Johnson be like even a good.
He had a really good stretch at one point when he filled in for when Bouye got hurt. He played really well for, I don't know, 5 or 6 games. And then he broke.
Yeah.
How's he doing in Buffalo? I haven't been paying attention to him.
He's not playing a whole lot.
I still like Beer says Eli Manning might be similar to Big Ben on a social scale. That's probably fair, although Eli probably does more endorsements and things.
Right. Well, not more than Aaron Rodgers.
No, Aaron Rodgers does, you know, he's got all those commercials. That's probably why he has that many. So, yeah, I think Eli's probably a little more of a comp.
But Eli Manning's not on Twitter.
Oh, okay. But
a lot of these top-tier quarterbacks, they're not on Twitter. Like,
I think that's smart, frankly.
Yeah, like Andrew Luck isn't on Twitter.
He's dead now.
Philip Rivers isn't on Twitter.
He's too busy making babies.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady just joined for March this year.
How many followers do you have?
619,000.
So he's already passed up Big Ben.
Yeah, just like he does on the field.
Now, mind you, he is that's a different level. Tom Brady's a different level of fame. But how about Tony Romo as a comp?
Tony might be more famous now.
548,000.
Okay, that's kind of light for a guy who does what he does.
Yeah.
Interesting. But still, I'm not good at math, but that's still more than 300,000.
It's still more. Still more.
Foster says, wow, T. Boone Pickens passed away today.
Yeah.
Can't take it with you.
Nope. And you know what? To his credit, he gave a lot of it away.
He did. Good for him.
I remember Darren Rovell coming at him for... Yeah, so he's no longer a billionaire. And T. Boone was like, yeah, really sucks sitting over here with $950 million. And he's like, but look at that. I've donated and contributed over $1 billion. It's nice when the money you give away is more than what you got.
Well, and that's actually cool that he did that. I kind of feel like if I had that kind of money, I would make sure my kids were taken care of. And then the rest I would donate, just get rid of all of it. Give it to people who need it. Well, I probably put a bunch into the facilities at UH too, like he did at Oklahoma State. So kind of a programming question for you from Randy. Wants to know if you'd consider having someone to talk Cowboys once a week or something, because we have so many Cowboys games on the station.
I mean, we have all the games.
And we do talk a lot of Cowboys on here.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, we don't have anyone on here to really talk Texans. We talk it.
Yeah,
we'll talk Cowboys.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we can handle that.
I mean, luckily for the Cowboys, if you're a Cowboy fan, luckily they're not as much of a total mess right now as the freaking Texans.
Yeah,
the guys they're giving money to. I mean, you can at least justify it. No one's going, oh my god,
oh my God, they gave Ezekiel Elliott. Well, I mean, yeah, Ezekiel Elliott's the best player. He's the best running back.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
Now, there will be some complaints if you pay $38 million to Dak, I think.
There probably will be. But, I mean, think about that. You at least paid the best guys. The Cowboys center is worlds better than the Texans.
Yeah, even with the medical issues he had last year.
Worlds better.
I'd say light years better.
And guess who's going to make more money? Isn't that crazy to think?
Yeah. And that makes no sense to me. There's four guys on that Cowboys line who should be making more money than Nick Martin.
Yeah.
Maybe five. You might even be able to convince me on five, but certainly four. And, yeah, Zeke should get paid. I think they'll pay him. I mean, they paid him. Dak's going to get paid. That's the one that I'd be iffy about. And Amari Cooper needs to get paid.
Hey, what's going on? Did you see this thing about Katy school districts removing the D from their grading scale to reduce pressure on the kids?
No.
Apparently in Katy, the new grading system is going to be, if you get 90% or better, that's an A.
Okay, that's fine. 90 and up, A. That makes sense. That's everywhere I've ever been.
A B is 80 to 89%.
Okay. Also,
that's the way I always rolled.
Yeah, same thing.
What was a C when you were growing up?
70 to 79.
Now, it says before a C was 75 to 79 and a D was 70 to 74.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it was. I take it back.
See, I was always C was 70 to 79 and D was 60 to 69 and anything below 60 was failing.
No, actually, when I was growing up, it was 70 to 74 for D, 75 to 80 for C. Anything under 70 was failing.
Oh, man. Well, now they've gotten rid of Ds, so 70 to 74 is a C minus now. And apparently, there's no F. So,
you know what? I have to think about that. Maybe it was 70 to 79. Oh. This is going to sound arrogant, but I don't think I made one C in my entire college career, so I can't really tell you what the number was.
Very odd. And in 3 years, students will no longer receive C minus. They'll only receive Cs.
Hey, man, f*** that.
But that's our...
Texas?
That's our new...
here?
That's the new normal. Everyone's supposed to... Everyone gets to pass, AJ.
Boy. If you receive an F on your report card, it's not because of the pressure or even because you're dumb. It's because you didn't do anything, is what this guy says. I'd argue it's harder to fail than it is to get an A. I don't know about that, but...
Yeah, XKO says, grew up with the age of 60s D, 70s C, 80s B, 90s A. I think that's right.
Anything below 60 is an F.
Right.
But now in Katy, there's no Fs. So what do they do when you get your report card? If you got a 65, they just leave a blank space.
No, you get a little thumbs up.
Yeah,
like
good effort.
No, you know what you get? A soccer trophy,
a P for participation.
Boy, shame. Well,
no, an S for satisfactory. Remember your conduct grades?
I mean, I know
I got a lot of U's.
I know you can't hear us all that well in Katy unless you're on the app. But if you're the superintendent of Katy School District, shame on you, good sir.
Yeah, shame bell for you.
Shame.
Shame.
All right. Well, gosh. Why are we making things easier for people to pass?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't get that. It's just, if you're not good enough, then we're just, okay, fail. No, we can't have failing. No one can fail. You don't learn jack bleep in life if you don't have some failures along the way. You really don't. Now we're just going to do this with these kids, and when they get out and something goes wrong, then they're not going to know how to deal with it because they've never failed in their life. Like, I don't know what to do. I didn't get the job. I've never failed. I just made a bet and I lost. What happens?
Well, it's okay. The bookie says, it's okay. Here's your money back.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was a chance you were going to lose.
And go spend it at Big City Wings and watch all the great games there, especially, man, you get to the weekends. They've got TVs everywhere. It's the perfect place to go. If you're a UH fan, that's their Cougars watch party destination. 8 locations around the city, and you can gather your pack to watch the games. And it's a great family atmosphere, too. If you want to take the kids, you can do that. You want to be around the bar, you can do that. And, oh, by the way, the wings are fantastic. Try those sour cream and onion wings. We all love them. And their burgers are great. I mean, all their food made from scratch. I'm telling you, Sam and the guys over there know what they're doing. They're constantly creating new things for the menu for you to try, and they do a great job. Football Sunday, 30 boneless wings for $19.99. Specials every day of the week, including the 2-for-Tuesday wings, which is one of my favorite days. Double the wings and double the flavor for the price of one. Go to BigCityWings.com to find the location nearest you. And you can also follow them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's all Big City Wings. My favorite wing place. Enjoy the Big City Wings treatment at BigCityWings.com. I wish I knew you when I was young.
I could have gotten so high. Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com. Or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.